This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A human foot found in a Yellowstone National Park hot spring this summer belonged to a Los Angeles man. DNA testing identified the person whose partial foot was found floating in Yellowstone's Abyss Pool in the West Thumb Geyser Basin in August. 3 months after the shoe-clad foot was spotted, National Park Service officials said the foot was that of 70-year-old Ilhoon Roe. In August 2022, staff discovered part of a foot in a shoe floating in the well-known thermal feature, and an investigation by Yellowstone law enforcement officers began. The investigation determined that an unwitnessed incident involving one individual happened on the morning of July 31st, 2022, at Abyss Pool. No foul play is suspected. Based on a lack of evidence, the circumstances surrounding the death of Roe remain unknown, but it's likely that Roe fell into the thermal feature and died. The newly elected Montana legislature caucused in Helena, the state capital, on Wednesday and voted in leadership for the upcoming session that starts January 2nd. This year will be the first time that a political party, Republicans in this case, holds a supermajority in the modern configuration of the Montana legislature. Republicans won 68 seats in the House of Representatives and 34 seats in the state Senate. Republicans elected Jason Ellsworth of Hamilton to serve as Senate president. In his pitch to his caucus, Ellsworth raised the prospect of the GOP using its supermajority to pass constitutional referenda that would appear on the 2024 ballot. The supermajority allows Republicans to pass referenda without Democratic votes. In the House, the GOP picked Matt Regeer from Kalispell as Speaker of the House and Rhonda Knudsen of Culbertson as Speaker pro tempore. Democrats picked Senator Pat Flowers of Belgrade to be Senate Minority Leader and re-elected Representative Kim Abbott of Helena to lead them in the House. During last week's below-freezing temperatures, a Helena school bus driver came up with a warm idea. On November 8th, Teresa Loney was driving her morning bus route to Warren Elementary School when she noticed a few students getting on her bus without hats and gloves. Loney said, "I came home and told my husband that I wanted to get some little gloves, and he said to call Warren School and see if they had some lost and found they could donate that you could keep on my bus. They gave me hats, but the hardest thing to get is gloves," she said. After talking with Warren Elementary, she turned to Facebook, and her post quickly went viral locally. It was the start of what has become the Bus Box program. Two businesses created drop-off spots for the donations of hats, gloves, and mittens for the bus boxes. Loney says that the Bus Box program is for any student of any background, no questions asked, to take hats or gloves, whether they can't afford them, they forget them for the day, or they just lost a glove walking to the bus. The plan is to put gloves and hats in fabric over-the-door shoe organizers on each bus. Loney said there are 8 pockets in the organizers, so each bus will have 4 hats and 4 pairs of gloves that students can keep or just borrow for the day. This school year, the Bus Box program is starting as a trial run in the elementary school buses. So far, the Bus Box program has received around 40 hats and 20 sets of gloves. Loney said, "I actually did have a little boy on Monday. He was so sad when he got onto the bus, and when he got off, I said, 'Why is your face so sad? What's going on?' Loney said the boy told her, 'I forgot my gloves.' Loney told him, 'Look, I have some in my box. Bring them back to me after school.' That's what he was sad about, that he forgot them. I had 3 pairs he could pick from." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.